You're listening to NewsRamp Business Incorporated. Today is Wednesday evening, August 12, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
CleanGo Innovations announces Kubera Black Energy's launch of global GOR program and intention to close non-brokered private placement. Kubera Black Energy, a subsidiary of CleanGo Innovations, Inc., has launched its global gain of revenue GOR program, offering oil well operators an environmentally friendly solution with zero upfront chemical costs. The company aims to increase production and revenue through its CG100 green chemistry. Additionally, CleanGo intends to close a non-brokered private placement to raise funds for general working capital and corporate purposes. Darcha Consume Real Estate AG publishes quarterly statement for the first 9 months of the 2025/2026 financial year. Darcha Consume Real Estate AG announced its quarterly statement for the first 9 months of the 2025/2026 financial year, showcasing progress in its restructuring plan. Property sales of around 78 million euros completed, with additional purchase agreements worth 16 million euros signed. Financing structure improved, with a reduction in financial liabilities and an increase in equity. Funds from operations FFO also increased to €14.5 million.
Fuchs announces grand opening of America's Technology Center in Massachusetts. Fuchs Group inaugurated its new America's Technology Center in Taunton, Massachusetts on August 10, 2026. The 55,000-square-foot facility will focus on advanced lubrication solutions, research, and development for the region. President and CEO Megan O'Meara highlighted the center's role in driving customer success through collaboration and innovation. The Technology Center will support a wide range of industrial applications and future technologies, strengthening Fuchs' global innovation network. IUT Group reports unaudited six-month 2026 results on 27 August 2026. Invitation to earnings webcast call on the same day. IUT Group will host an earnings webcast call on 27 August 2026 at 15 CEST to discuss its unaudited six-month 2026 results. CEO Tarmo Sild and CFO Christelle Kurvitz will provide insights in English. Register for the webcast call on IUT Group's website. For more information, contact CFO Christelle Kurvitz at investor@iute.com or +372 622 9177.
Lion E Mobility AG publishes H126 figures and confirms forecast HTF. Lion E Mobility AG published its preliminary consolidated H126 figures, with revenue at €6.9 million due to a planned factory shutdown for NMC plus battery pack technology transition. EBITDA was €0.1 million. Production resumed in June, marking a strategic milestone. The company expects revenue to exceed €35 million for 2026, with a focus on NMC plus battery packs and BESS projects.
Nagravision selected by Narrative Entertainment to accelerate streaming innovation with OpenTV and Terra. Nagravision has partnered with Narrative Entertainment to enhance streaming services through OpenTV and Terra, aiming to unify audience engagement, expand viewer insight, and accelerate service innovation and monetization. By leveraging Nagravision's platform, Narrative Entertainment can strengthen engagement, deliver personalized viewing experiences, and unlock greater value from advertising initiatives. This partnership marks a significant step towards evolving audience engagement strategies in the broadcasting industry.
NeuroThera Labs, Inc. closes first tranche of non-brokered private placement. NeuroThera Labs, Inc. has closed the first tranche of its non-brokered private placement, raising $2,700,000 from the sale of 22,500,000 units at $0.12 per unit. Each unit includes a common share and a purchase warrant. The company plans to use the proceeds for general working capital purposes and other expenses. The offering is subject to regulatory approvals.
Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UUU advances ASM acquisition following overwhelming security holder approval. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American newsbreaker UUU has moved forward with its acquisition of Australian Strategic Materials Limited following overwhelming security holder approval. Share scheme received 98.23% approval, while the option scheme got 99.97% support. The acquisition aims to enhance Energy Fuels' rare earth supply chain and expand into magnet production. The ASM transaction is set to be finalized on August 28th, pending regulatory approvals.
Jersey City's West Side is becoming a hotspot for multifamily developers as the waterfront hits pricing limits. Tay Investments founder and CEO Yuval Schramm highlights the neighborhood's structural advantages like transport, culture, and growth potential. With excellent transit access, the West Side offers a functional alternative to pricier areas, attracting investors looking for the next development frontier. Why one Los Angeles broker wants a single nationwide real estate license? Courtney Polis, founder of SERHANT and team lead at AKME SERHA. In Los Angeles is advocating for a single nationwide real estate license to streamline agent work across state lines. Currently, agents need multiple licenses and face various barriers when working in different states. Clolis, with support from a Harvard connection, and Ryan Serhant, aims to explore this idea further to benefit agents and clients by allowing seamless representation across state borders. Mining news breaks. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. eyes mining opportunities as Bougainville charts its future. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. is backing resource development in Bougainville amid discussions of potential independence. With copper and gold resources offering future revenue, Numa Numa focuses on community engagement and environmental stewardship. The company collaborates with local stakeholders to advance mining opportunities within legal frameworks while investing in infrastructure. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Wrap Technologies WRAP Q2 revenue jumps 103% as gross margin expands to 75%. Wrap Technologies reported a 103% increase in Q2 revenue, reaching $2.10 million, with gross margin expanding to 75%. The company's gross profit rose 217% to $1.50 million. While loss from operations improved by 21% to $2.30 million. Wrap Technologies also announced a strategic investment in Frenel Imaging Limited and the ATF's classification of BolaWrap 150 as an instrument of restraint and rescue, broadening its market potential.
Network news breaks. Market Street Capital, Inc. highlights importance of exit readiness for founders. Market Street Capital, Inc. emphasizes the importance of exit readiness for founders of privately held middle-market businesses. The Houston-based firm advises preparing for an eventual exit well before being emotionally ready to sell. This involves understanding market conditions, strengthening financial and operational performance, organizing records, addressing due diligence concerns, and building management depth. With M&A valuations showing strength, well-prepared founders may negotiate favorable terms.
Beeline Holdings, BLNECO, invests additional $500,000 in company. Beeline Holdings CEO Nicholas Liuzza has invested an additional $500,000 in the company through a convertible note. The note will convert into Beeline common stock on August 19, 2026, at $1.50 per share, or the average closing price. Lueza's investment reflects confidence in Beeline's strategy, citing revenue growth, improved margins, and a focus on higher margin products. Bright Weed Screen option deploys vertically within the pergola frame. Asenco Outdoor has introduced a built-in motorized screen system for its R-Weaves line, developed in partnership with MagnaTrack. This new configuration eliminates the need for separate add-on screen hardware, providing a seamless integration within the pergola frame. Available for both residential and commercial use, the integrated screens offer independent control over light exposure, insect entry, and wind conditions, enhancing the functionality of outdoor spaces.
Tech Media Breaks, SS Innovations International Inc. earns industry recognition as SSI mantra adoption expands. SS Innovations International, known for its SSI Mantra surgical robotic platform, was honored as the outstanding company at the 2026 Surgical Robotics Industry Awards. With over 11,700 procedures supported globally, the company's innovative technology is gaining traction. With 2,100 physicians trained and regulatory approvals in 14 countries, SS Innovations International is making waves in the surgical robotics industry.
Verizon Simplicity meets Google AI. Pre-order the Pixel 11 series today. Pre-order the Google Pixel 11 series today on Verizon's Simplicity plan and business options, featuring Google's most advanced AI-powered lineup. Pairing cutting-edge hardware with a straightforward plan, users get the best 5G access, clear monthly value, and flexibility without carrier headaches. Pre-order start August 12th at 10 a.m. ET for the Pixel 11, Pixel 11 Pro, Pixel 11 Pro XLE, Pixel 11 Pro Fold, and Pixel Watch 5. Green Energy Breaks Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UUU advances ASN acquisition following overwhelming security holder approval. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American UUUU has advanced its acquisition of Australian Strategic Materials Limited following overwhelming security holder approval. The share scheme received approval from 98.23% of votes cast, with the option scheme receiving 99.97% support. The acquisition aims to bolster Energy Fuels' rare earth supply chain and is expected to become effective on August 19th, with implementation targeted for August 28th.
Network news breaks. American Fusion Inc. engages Nicholas von Schantz as strategic advisor. American Fusion Inc. engaged Nicholas von Schantz as a strategic advisor to provide guidance on brand strategy, market positioning, and international market development for its Texatron Fusion engine program. Von Schantz brings over 25 years of experience with brands like Caterpillar and Mazda Sweden. The company aims to expand its capabilities in areas such as international partnerships and global business development to meet the potential demand for clean electricity in various sectors.
The AI revolution is winning the software race but losing the infrastructure battle. The AI revolution is winning the software race but losing the infrastructure battle. Investor focus shifts towards foundational infrastructure like electrical power, data centers, and high bandwidth connectivity. Azio AI Holdings Inc. is strategically positioned in this expanding market with key partnerships and agreements. Learn more about this trend and its impact on companies like Vertiv Holdings Co., Applied Digital Corporation, and Irene Limited. I do want to see. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.